This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. The schedule for tax reform that both President Trump and Speaker of the House Paul Ryan have promised is next on their agendas, after health care gets settled, that is flexible. First, it was March, then it was August. Now, according to the White House, it's the end of the year. That's part of what the president was pushing for at that big CEO meeting today at the White House. But even more important than the calendar, says former Obama White House economic advisor Jason Furman, is that whatever deal that gets done is bipartisan. Furman is now a senior fellow at the Peterson Institute for International Economics in Washington. He wrote about this subject at the Wall Street Journal not too long ago. Jason, good to have you on.
Good to be here.
So we'll get to the economics of this thing, the actual economics, in just a second. But help me understand why it's economically important that this be a bipartisan tax reform bill in your mind.
It's related to the economics, which is we have a tax system that has just accumulated more and more issues over time. Our problem is not that we're taxing too much, so we can't solve our problems with a tax cut. We need to solve it with a tax reform where you get rid of a lot of loopholes and you can use some of that money to lower tax rates. That inherently has winners and losers. The losers like to organize, and I think the only way you could defeat those losers is by getting a coalition of the winners, and that would be a bipartisan coalition.
You want Congress and the White House to get together and do business taxes first, or in fact, only in your piece. How come? Why not? Why not tax cuts and tax reform for consumers and all the rest of us?
Ideally, you do everything, but I think the real economic benefits come on the business side. Our statutory tax rate on the business side is out of step with the rest of the world. We have the highest statutory tax rate of any country. And it matters because businesses can choose where to locate, where to move their headquarters. We've been seeing all these corporate inversions as American companies move overseas. They choose where to report their profits. That's why you see so many profits reported in some of the lovely tropical islands spread throughout the world. And that's why, you know, on the business side, how you compare to everyone else matters. The individual side, less so. You're not going to pick up and move just because the tax rate is a little bit higher here than it is somewhere else. And in fact, our tax rate on the individual side isn't really higher than it is elsewhere.
You mentioned that you think infrastructure ought to be in here. Is that because basically the only area that Republicans and Democrats might even seem to agree nowadays in public policy is the need for infrastructure investment?
Yeah, there's no logical link. You don't need to do infrastructure as part of tax reform, but it's something that President Obama put out as an idea. It's something that the Republican then chairman of the Ways and Means Committee that does tax writing legislation, Dave Camp, put in his plan as well. So there's been a lot of bipartisan interest, not just in infrastructure in general, but linking it to taxes. And I think from a political perspective, infrastructure brings you certain votes. It brings you certain people that might not have been enthusiastic just about the tax reform part of all of this.
One of the reasons that healthcare reform foundered and is currently languishing is that the White House and congressional Republicans couldn't get themselves on the same page. And now we've got competing tax plans in both the White House and in Congress. Does it matter where this thing starts, or you just think they need to get in a room and figure this out?
I don't think this can happen without presidential leadership. And right now, from my reading of the newspaper, there's about three different plans floating around within the administration. All three of them are different from what House Republicans are talking about. And the main thing Senate Republicans have said is they don't want to do what the House Republicans want to do. So there's people all over the map right now. Presidential leadership would be required. And, you know, the type of leadership I'd like to see isn't how do we cram tax cuts down the throat of Congress with Republican-only votes. It is how do we open up a conversation that instead of trying to make sure we don't lose three Republicans in the Senate, how do we add 30 Democratic votes in the Senate?
Jason Furman was the last chairman of the Council of Economic Advisors in the Obama White House. He is currently a senior fellow at the Peterson Institute for International Economics. Jason, thanks very much for your time.
Thanks for having me.